Republican nominee for governor Bruce Rauner and his attorney say they tried to write a proposal that could pass constitutional muster. Here's Steve Mirica, the question's primary author.
I am very well aware of all of the legal requirements that the Illinois Supreme Court has passed down over the years.
But critics say its chances were doomed from the start if you read an Illinois Supreme Court ruling from the 90s when it was Governor Pat Quinn who was trying for term limits. Both Rauner and Quinn's plans have the same fatal flaw. It can be traced back to 1970 when the current state constitution was adopted. Its drafters set very careful limits for what citizens could do to amend the constitution. Citizens' initiatives, which require thousands of voter signatures to gain a spot on the ballot, can only ask for structural or procedural changes to the General Assembly. Illinois courts have found that term limits can't do that. That doesn't mean Illinois can never limit how long politicians can serve. It would just require the General Assembly to do it. I'm Amanda Vinicky.